Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com. Save big money at
Menards. Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Conan, guess what?
What up?
K100's newest sponsor is Fatco.
All right.
Fatco specializes in making natural and organic personal care products using tallow, aka rendered beef fat, from grass-fed, pasture-raised happy cows. Tallow is extremely nourishing and nutrient-dense and is soothing for skin conditions like eczema and psoriasis. I get eczema too sometimes. This is great for me. They also carry a full line of deodorants, cleansing oils, and moisturizers, thus offering products for everyone in your family. Tallow from grass-fed cows is nutrient-dense and nourishing and is incredibly high in vitamins A, D, K, and E. The tallow that Fatco uses is a natural byproduct of the beef industry and would normally get thrown in the trash. They use only the highest quality tallow, and all of their tallow comes from small, U.S.-based, family-owned farms that are raising animals responsibly and ethically. It's real food for your skin. And we have a special code and discount for the K100 listeners. Just check out fatco.com, F-A-T-C-O.com, and use the coupon code K100, that's K100, for 15% off. That's fatco.com, and the code is K100 for 15% off.
And check out their deodorants, check out their cleansing oils, and their moisturizers. Top notch. Use them myself. My wife does. She puts it over. Get your Fatco. Boom.
Orgullosamente Latino hasta la muerte y después. Worldwide Latino Pride, the ambassadors of violence. LAX, K-Dog, the notorious 187 Homicide.
Bang,
the
bang, the bang, bang.
Don't say nothing.
Bang, the bang, the bang, bang.
We be
dumping. Bang, the bang, the bang, bang.
Just act like you know and homie, stop rocking.
Come through stomping. I'm from Miami, not Compton. Down with the S's and the 6-4 hopping. To my Boricuas in the 787. And then those up in Brooklyn pulling 211.
I come through stomping, rolling in my low top chucks, making sure you suckers feel me every time we buzz. Shackled up like a nut, going 5150. G'd up in the feed up, greased up in some dickies.
I rap a lot, like the label out of Houston. Sneaky like the clock up in the shop, straight boosting. To all my gente down in Juarez. Calma de momento, paisa no dispares.
You have that letter, D.I., so we can retort to our boy here.
We're going to read this?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh man. All right.
So I guess our producer Joe got a letter.
What did he send this to? Keep it 100 questions, Joe?
Yeah, K100 questions. At
okay.
This K100 name... questions at gmail.com.
Okay, so this is. All right, I'm just going to read the letter as the way it states. Okay, so here we go. So we'll know who this is from. Dear Keeping It 100, this is Nikki Scars, a.k.a. Doug Larson's boy. Doug Larson, of course, being the mispronunciation of Doc Larson that we picked on Conan for last week, okay? And that you doubled down on, by the way, which just to reiterate that.
That was tremendous.
Again. Okay. All right, so here we go. I listened to last week's show, and although I do appreciate getting included in the juicy seal of approval part, I have a few points I have to make about the segment. Number one, the second song that got played on last week's show sounded like a dying cat getting urinated on by a laughing hyena. It was terrible, and it made me want to jump into the Delaware River during a Nikki Bella promo.
What is this, like a high school creative writing assignment?
Well, he's
is
trying
this,
to, like,
was this... Was he talking? Go ahead.
Let me finish the thing. As Disco would say, very disrespectful. Okay, let's comment on number one then. All right, Kevin.
Okay. Oh, you want me to read that part? Sorry.
No. I'll comment. What do you want to say about part one?
Oh, I just wanted to say it sounds like a bad high school literature class creative writing assignment. It's just.
Okay. Any comments, Conan?
He just says that because he gets buried in it.
I will second Kevin on that. Okay. Number two, speaking of Disco, where the hell was he? Oh, by the way, just to actually, speaking of Disco, where the hell was he? I actually value his opinion. So what if he likes aliens and invisible men? It does not matter that he tried to take claim on Cyrus's idea of the Ultimate X match. I still like Disco. I bet he'd be a Hall of Famer in Southpaw Regional Wrestling or that Colorado Smoky Mountain wrestling crap Vince Russo tried to put over and fail miserably at.
How okay. can he like you if he just buries you through the whole thing?
No, he obviously was being sarcastic when he tried to bury me. But once again, just another failed attempt at comedy. But where was I last week? As just for our listeners of Keeping 100, know we do record this in segments and parts. We do not record 6 hours in a row every week. But last week we had issues with Hoovy was in Portugal. And Conan was the only one that could find a time frame to do the juicy segment with him. So that's why I was not on the show. Well, on that segment. All right. Number three. The whole song was... This is where he explains... has to explain himself, I guess.
Do you remember this song?
I don't remember it.
Yeah. I remember it. Oh, sorry. You guys say something, Conan?
Yeah, it was the one with the beginning of the Game of Thrones.
Yeah. The Game of Thrones built up with no beat.
All right. Here we go. The whole song was a take from the instrumental on the season finale of last year's Game of Thrones show.
I love it. A take. In other words, I just lifted the music from a TV show. This is now my musical vision.
It was not a hip-hop beat, which is why it didn't drop. I wanted it to be the exact instrumental as the one on the show. I think it made for a good remix song, improving I could rhyme to any genre of music. And yes, and this is in capital letters, yes, it was going somewhere. Until that Neanderthal producer JoJo that you guys hired turned the song off before it was even halfway over. I don't know where you guys hired this imbecile. And he spells imbecile, I-M-B-E-S-I-L.
Tremendous.
I don't know where you guys hired this imbecile at, but for a cup of Conan's Caribbean eggnog, I could probably find a farm animal to do a better job. Joe, what do you think about those comments?
Well, I think it says it all when he, you know, called me an imbecile and just completely butchered the spelling, but I mean, other than that, it's not my fault that this song sucked.
Okay. Number four. I just want
to say one thing on number three. Bro, if it was going somewhere, it took forever to get there, you know, and so we had to at some point stop the song, but go ahead.
Yeah, it's not like we're sitting here listening to a world premiere track by yeah, Wale or the new Rancid record.
It's not like we think this is Kashmir. You know,
right. This isn't the intro to Ghost of Tom Joad by Rage Against the Machine, you know?
Exactly.
I don't like his attitude. Right. And he's riding his boy's coattails to try to get on the show, too, which is pretty pathetic.
Right. I want to thank the Jews.
Look at it. Look at JoJo, you know, stopping enough time on the chatterbait to get in his digs, too. This guy pissed off everybody on the show.
Number four, I want to thank the Jews. I appreciate the juicy seal of approval, and it means a lot that the Juice and Conan, who I've watched since I was a kid, now knows me as Doug Larson's boy. Yep. I don't think there was ever a better way to make a debut on the Keepin' 100 show. It's obvious that the Juice knows good music as much as it's obvious that Vince Russo's sidekick Jeff Lane is by far the biggest half-wit, buffoon, simpleton, dullard that I've ever heard on the podcast.
Wait, did he say dullard or dullard?
He spells it D-U-L-L-I-A-R-D. So I guess that'd be dullard.
Yeah, so unfortunately, he was hitting the grand slam there until he spelled dullard wrong. But okay.
I hope he made a lot of money from that 13-page ebook and he can find a girl less than 14 hours away that will actually sleep with him. Okay.
I like how Jeff Lane got dragged into this.
That's great. It seems like his accuracy on certain things is off, but that accuracy seems like laser accurate and satellite guided.
I think that's very disrespectful to Jeff Lane. Okay, number five. Kevin Gill, how does he find time to carry Conan's and the Insane Clowns Posse's bags at the same time?
Maybe translation, how does Kevin Gill work with so many iconic people in entertainment while I write letters to him?
Let me finish this, and you can categorically point out the things he said. Let me finish. It's 5 points. 5 points. He has a paragraph for each one. Maybe we all should have chipped in to buy KG that plane ticket to Japan and then leave him there. I'm honestly glad he wasn't there to judge my music because between ICP and his out-of-date quote-unquote street lingo, he's a musical taste of a teenage virgin. On the other hand, maybe listening to some Mickey Scars music will get him and Jeff Lane vagina for the first time in years. Okay, so what do you think about that?
It's so stupid I could barely even classify it. I have no taste for music. Well, look, I don't know how many video game soundtracks I've put together and how many bands I'm associated with or have been associated with. You could ask Conan's boy. Damien Abraham about my pedigree in hardcore music, and in other words, when Vicky Scares or whatever gets on my level, then I'll be happy to consider some of their criticism. But until then, you know, I guess just keep sending in your cards and letters to ki100questions@gmail.com. I don't carry anybody's bags, and step up your game. You know what I mean? It's you, brother.
I'm going to do this, okay? I'm going to read the final note, the final line here.
There's more?
And because he was so disrespectful to so many people in this email, myself and them included, I'm going to beep out one of the parts. You know which part?
Yeah, okay? I know which one. Yeah,
right.
On that note, I thank Conan and Hooven too for listening to my music on the show, and check more out at if you want to hear more. Thanks again, Nikki Scars, a.k.a. Doug Larson's boy.
Tremendous. We might have to bring him on the train wreck show, too.
Yeah, possibly, right? Jesus. Yep.
Please keep sending wrestling-themed music to the Juicy Seal of Approval. All right, man. So that's the intro part of the show. Enjoy the rest of the show on Keeping It 100. Boom.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
It looks like your luggage is over 50 pounds. Is there anything you can take out?
Oh, yeah. Let me just toss all these $20 bills.
Great. Let me grab you a trash can.
Stop. Instead of throwing money away, move some clothes into a carry-on. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
I wish I could get this stupid jar open. Jars can be tough, am I right?
Who are you? And how'd you get in my kitchen?
It's me, Flo, and I'm here to grant your wish of easily switching to Progressive and helping you get a discount that honors the time spent with your previous insurer.
Great, but what does that have to do with getting this jar open?
Nothing.
So you can't open this?
Oh, I just do insurance. Jars I leave to the professionals.
Sign up for Progressive and opt into more savings. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations.
Hey, Conan.
What up?
I know you're an aficionado of a certain green plant, but I want to talk to you about a different type of greens.
All right.
Our friends at Legacy Sports Nutrition has a new wellness collection, and one of their newest products is their Superfood Pro line of powders. Reds, greens, and organic greens are all available in easy-to-mix and good-tasting flavors, so you can harness the power of superfoods every day without having to buy all the kind of crazy fruits and veggies that go bad after 3 days. There's a reason why professional athletes and fitness experts worldwide have been using green supplements in their daily routine for years. They work. Supplementing with greens is a way to get a daily dose of the key nutrients found in multiple fruits and vegetables consistently, rather than certain nutrients only when you eat certain fruits or vegetables. One daily scoop of Superfood Pro Organic Greens gives you 43 different organic fruit, herb, and vegetable extracts and powders, making it one of the most complete green powders on the planet, on the market. Superfood Pro Reds is a great stimulant-free pre-workout because the beets and other real superfoods are fantastic for blood flow and circulation. They can also help blood flow in other areas, if you know what I mean. Level up your daily nutrition and take your body and mind to the next level by adding Superfood Pro to your daily routine. As always, go to LegacySupps.com and use code KING100 to get 10% off and support this show in the process. That's LegacySupps.com and code K100 for 10% off.
And real talk, we always talk about the stuff on this show that promote. We try it ourselves. This is something I definitely try all the time because I'm not a big fan of vegetables because they don't have much taste. And so I use this to get the nutrients that I need because I don't eat enough vegetables. And it doesn't have a chalky taste. And it's really good for you. And I've gotten really good results from it. So I highly recommend the Super Green Food. Get it at Legacy Supps. Boom.
Now, why did Kevin Gill, was he unable to find a mark to pay for his airline ticket? Why did he no-show?
I don't think he no-showed. I believe he was replaced, and I don't know why, and it's really not my place to ask. But, yeah, Kevin Gill was not commentating on that show, so he's been downgraded a little bit, I guess.
Well, the fans must have been happy to be spared that. I'm surprised he didn't show up because what I've always heard is he will literally – buy his own bus ticket or ride a bicycle if you'll use him on a show.
Wow. Getting a little stiff. I'm assuming this is a little bit of retaliation from the comments both Disco and he made on keeping it 100.
Those guys are so ridiculous. I mean, what's really funny to me, right, and I kind of got back from Japan and I've got all of these tweets from Disco and Kevin clearly trying to troll me and drag me into something. And it's like, I was like, what is this? Like, this is so ridiculous. And then I realized that, I listen to Conan's show because I really like parts of it, mostly Conan's parts and not so much KG and Disco. But I'm like, I don't know if you've noticed, Lance, but ever since KG was on our show, they talk about that appearance on their show every week. Like, it should be its own segment with music intro and stuff like that, where they just go after him for how he, quote unquote, got buried on our show and bent over and all the language that they use, which is, you know, may or may not be accurate, but it's like 6 weeks they're still talking about this, which tells me that there's a lot of interest in, you know, how I conduct my business. And so troll me to kind of keep it going and whatever. And the really funny thing is, I mean, sometimes these guys will expose themselves for being marks. I think they did it this time because they were trying to make a thing over the fact that I guess WWE.com, or actually no, WWE.com, because I was given the heads up about it, ran a list of the, you know, the 50 wrestlers or the 30 wrestlers or 20 wrestlers that you forgot existed that were in WWF. And I was number one on the list. And to those two morons, to those two mental defectives, they thought that that was WWE disrespecting me. And you and I had a laugh about that after, you recall.
Yeah, because I think it's funny because I forget the exact comment I made or something. It was about the, you know, for a guy who's 15 years past his mid-card career, he certainly is getting really upset about something. But to me, it's kind of funny that to me, it's a compliment. Because you were someone who was in WWE, and many people may not remember that, because you're one of the few people that managed to leave WWE and become a much bigger presence in the business with your ECW run, with the bit you did in TNA, and now obviously with New Japan. And I think the forgotten comment was, you got out of the business for 12 or 13 years, so naturally the fans forgot about you, but you're relevant again now after 6 months on a podcast. You're hot and working for arguably the number one or number two company in the world. They put you on your list because you came back and surprised the world.
Well, and I know how, and I mean, I know, look, I know that Disco and Kevin Gill don't have...
We, the entertainment-loving people, want all...
I understand that Disco and Kevin Gill are not a professor of international business like I am. They're not a global businessman like I am. So I'm going to try to dumb this down for them, and I'll have to explain to them, like they're high school students, how the digital media business works. You and I know, Lance, that it's all about clicks. It's all about getting eyeballs. It's clickbait, right? And so being number one on that list tells me one thing. It tells me that because I am compelling, i.e. disappeared from my own volition 13 years ago and now have exploded back on the scene, rock star of the Jericho Network and the best color commentator in pro wrestling, that they figured, well, people are going to click because this guy's interesting. Now, I know all about this because Joey Styles was head of digital media. I know most of the guys that work there. In fact, I was given the heads up that this was coming out. And in fact, they asked me if I was okay, if I was cool with it. And I said, and they said, the reason we want to do this is because we think, you know, it's going to generate a lot of interest. And of course, I'm totally cool with it because my Twitter numbers went through the roof since it's been on there. And it's all about monetizing your presence in the business. So, you know, hey, guys, don't be marks. This is all a work and it's all about trying to make money and monetize your presence online. And it's all about clicks. And if I were number 23 on that list, I might go, it's kind of an afterthought. Number one means they think that you draw money. And it's unfortunate that you guys are so uneducated and so ignorant of the business that you're actually purportedly in that I actually have to explain this stuff to you. But have at it, guys. And maybe one day if Conan can come up with enough money, maybe he can cut some of whatever he's given you two jabrones. Maybe we can have a regular segment where I come on and bury KG and you guys won't have to talk about me every week. What a bunch of frickin' marks.
Yeah, maybe next week WWE.com can do the list of the top 50 people we wish we could forget, and then Disco can be number one.
All right. Oh, there's always that.
There's always that. Let's
wait a minute. Why did Lance bury you on the way out, D.I.?
Oh, Lance buried me on the way out?
Well, he says we're going to make a new list of the 50 people we wish were on the list, and Disco would be on it or something like that.
That we wish to forget.
Well, I mean, that's another failed attempt at comedy. They're trying to say face. I mean, that was, you know, they're trying to pretend that WWE didn't just embarrass him. Okay, and like, bro, I mean, that they're trying to spin the
like number one on the shit list means you're great.
Listen to some of these other names, okay? So they're talking about it because they want to put on the list because he can draw money. Here are the other names on this list: Barbara Bush,
who?
Giant Silva. Okay, Barbara Bush.
Dude,
Giant
you're talking
Silva,
clicks now, Glenn. You don't understand digital business.
Aguila, Kurgan, the Jack. Well, that's him.
Tom, dude, where were Kurgan? Come on, dog. You never had a Kurgan the Interrogator action figure?
Babu, Tom Brandy, and Brackus. Okay, so, do you remember any of those guys?
I remember Babu.
I remember Babu just from, because I knew, I've met him a bunch of times when he was in ECW.
I remember Brackus. He was the bodybuilder, right?
Let's get to the crux of the matter here, Kevin.
Okay, but just before you continue, I just want to say I'm a big fan of Lord Sarris because, as we all know, his grandfather invented the bong, and I know somebody in his family invented the Caesar salad, but he's very big in Sri Lanka, believe me, bigger than you'll ever know, and the eastern part of Indonesia, but go ahead.
I think that's all fake news. And, Kevin, we told you, okay, that they had brought you on that show and they browbeat you and embarrassed you, and you tried to sit there and say, like, you know, that basically that was not the case. You smoothed things over. And here we are 6 weeks later, and they're burying you even more. So, Kevin, I'm giving you a chance as a member of this show on Keeping 100 to man up and say what you was saying. Let's hear what's really on your mind right now after hearing what they had to say about you.
Sure. Well, like you said, you know, my original intention, we all know what it was just for things to be cool. And I had concerns because at the end of the day, we are a show. And even though maybe I'm not always accepted on the team, I feel like we're a team. But Sarris is so talking out of his ass, it's ridiculous. I had said to you guys a few weeks ago that, to me, okay, some playing around and some joking on the internet, whatever. But that if Sarris kept running his mouth, then I would speak my mind on it. And what was the exact name of the article on WWE.com, Disco?
I got it right here. It's called 20 Attitude Era Stars You Forgot Existed.
And the idea that someone who purports himself, both of them purport themselves to be intelligent, and they're trying to spin that into getting a call from WWE. Are you cool with this? We think it's going to generate tons of clicks because you're the number one most forgettable person ever. You're the most meaningless person we've ever had. You know what I mean? They talk about his run in channel-changing heat of ECW, or I didn't even know he was in TNA, to be honest, until you guys started saying that he disputed your claim about who invented Ultimate X. But I'm like speechless at how out of touch they are, and everything they said is wrong, and they just have their head so far up their own ass. Tell you what, Cyrus, when you guys can get a fraction of the ratings that Keeping It 100 does, we'll consider giving you a segment. And to be fair and to keep it balanced, the only thing they said that was accurate was that you guys have been milking the KG went on the Cyrus and Lance show and milking it to death. But those guys are out of line. They're full of shit. And I don't care.
The reason we milked like it to death is because you got destroyed on there.
Because you weren't admitting you didn't admit what they were trying to do.
You actually made up for a lot of it right now until you came up with that weak-ass line. The reason that we destroyed you is because now you're finally manning up when you should have done that shit on their show. All right?
And then
the other thing is that I also want to say is, Iris, I want to thank you for that invitation that you gave me, that you made for me on your yacht. I thought Monaco was beautiful, and bird up, dude. If you watch the Eric Andre show, if you don't.
If I could just say one more thing in regards to commentary and the places I do it and where I get paid to perform, I don't pay my own trans. I don't do desperate tactics and have to leverage childhood friends to get jobs.
Hopefully after that wake-up call, Cyrus and Lance Storm will come to their senses, stop spinning reality, and apologize both in writing and in video.
Conan, guess what?
What it do, boom.
Let's get some cheers to 2022 and resolutions you can actually keep.
All right.
How about having clean and shiny balls all year round?
Ooh. Hey, we did it during 2021. Let's do it in 2022.
Our sponsors at Manscaped are here to save your balls this year and make the ball drop into 2022 the cleanest and sexiest ever. Set your first New Year's resolution with good intentions and join the 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped. With our exclusive offer, go to manscaped.com and use code K100, that's K100, for 20% off plus free shipping. Now, our friends at Manscaped are great. It's a new year, new me with the global leaders in below-the-waist grooming. This year, take your package to the next level with the Performance Package 4.0 and brand new Ultra Premium Body Wash. I got my body wash in the mail the other day. I use it. It's a great body wash.
Love that stuff.
Yeah, and inside the Performance Package 4.0, you'll find the Signature Lawnmower 4.0. This electric trimmer is designed to trim your hair on loose skin. The advanced skin-safe technology reduces cuts and nicks in your delicate nuts. It also comes equipped with the 4000K LED spotlight that will shine a light to the promised land 2022 looks to be. I've been using this in the shower. It's fantastic in the shower, by the way. It's a shaver you can use in the shower. And a grooming routine isn't complete without applying Crop Preserve and Crop Reviver before showing off your 2022 self. These unique formulations take care of the smallest parts of your body and are a big boost to your confidence into the new year. To complete the set, Manscaped threw in their Shed Travel Bag and anti-chafing boxer briefs as free gifts to keep all your goodies stored comfortably. And the new product that needs no introduction, the Ultra Premium Body Wash from Manscaped, I use it every day, solves all three for the perfect addition to your daily grooming routine. But in the shower, I shower every day and hope you do too. This body wash smells great. It's cologne infused with aloe vera and sea salt to keep your skin feeling clean, nice, and moisturized. So kick discomfort and poor hygiene to the curb this year. I'm sure a lot of our fans could probably take that advice and use the best tools for the job. Whether your resolution is to work out more or travel to new places, be sure to travel to manscaped.com for our exclusive offer of 20% off plus free shipping with the code K100. That's 20% off of free shipping with the code K100 at manscaped.com. 20% off, free shipping, manscaped.com, K100. It's a new year, no pubes in 2022 with Manscaped.
Yo, straight up, this is a product all three of us use, and I love the way that they started just with the manscaping, you know, with shaving in your nether regions, and then they got nose hair clippers, they got body wash, they got the leather bag, which is very nice. The boxing briefs, which are very comfortable. It has a light on it, so you can even use it in the dark. It's very aerodynamic, the way you hold it. It's incredible, bro. And the great thing about this is you can use it for your hair. You can use it for your face. You can use it under your arms. Women can use it because everybody shaves except German women, nothing.
Right.
And it's just a great product, you know. So keep yourself clean. Keep yourself groomed. That's what, you know, the opposite sex likes. And check it out at Manscaped. Boom. Did you see this thing that came out where they were talking about like the salaries of some of the WWE stars?
When they were talking about what?
The salaries of the WWE stars.
Salaries?
Yes, yeah, salaries.
Back when we were there?
No, right now.
Oh. Okay, no, I didn't see it.
Okay. How much do you think they say Dean Ambrose made last year?
Where's this information coming from first?
Forbes. I have it pulled up here in Forbes magazine.
Huh.
I think it ended up coming out as part of the disclosure in the because they're publicly traded.
Oh, okay.
And just so you know, let me just throw this one in there. He performed at 194 events, okay? 12 pay-per-views and 109 house shows. I think he was the guy that worked the most, actually. But go ahead.
A million?
And before Sean
Right around a million. Right around a million, a little under or a little more.
And let me just throw in there, guys, that Forbes states their earnings numbers are estimates on the 2016 calendar year based on WWE public filings, booking contracts, pay documents, and interviews with industry insiders. But in other words, it's not, as I said, it's not a fact strictly from financial records. There's a bit of analysis in it.
Sure. And I'm going to say maybe 1 to 2, in between 1 and 2.
2.7.
Okay. All right.
Let me see. Taker.
Oh, come on. Well, and without working that much, probably 5, 10.
It says here 2.
Okay.
Shane.
Well, I'm way off, man. How much you guys are making up.
I was off on all of them too, believe me. How much you think Shane McMahon made?
For one match?
That really the general manager stuff he's been doing in a pay-per-view appearances.
Couple million?
Yeah, 2.2.
Yeah.
Roman
Reigns. Most money I ever made one match was my match with WrestleMania versus him.
Against who?
Against Shane.
Great match. Roman?
I'm going to say...
Sells the most t-shirts, by the way, the most merchandise.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to say about 4 or 5.
3.5.
Okay.
I'm going to give you 2 last ones. AJ Styles.
A million.
2.4. Good for him, man. Brock Lesnar.
I only just said a million. Not that he's not a bigger money player than that. Just that it takes a while for that money to start trickling in from merchandise and all that.
Yeah, you know I know. I was very surprised. I was thinking a million too, Sean. I was very surprised.
I was going to say I had always heard when he first signed that he went in with a very high price that they agreed to, which in a way was a brilliant strategy because it almost guaranteed they were going to push him or give him an actual chance based on how much they had invested in him from his perspective.
Yeah, that's how you do it if you can. And good for him because, you know, at first when TNA started, you know, having their huge problems, like WWE put out like they weren't interested in anyone. Remember?
Right.
Just kind of took all any kind of like starch out, you know, out of anyone's pants and their guys were, just, you know, the thing is they're always interested in somebody that could draw that money. Whatever. I don't care what they say. So AJ just went with the best in the world where, you know, somewhere else.
Right. Okay. Last one. All right.
Yeah.
Brock Lesnar. This is basically what he did, okay? He fought at 6 pay-per-views in 2016 including the Big Four, Royal Rumble, WrestleMania, SummerSlam, and Survivor Series. And he also worked the big house shows in Toronto, New York, Mexico City, and Dallas.
$5 million.
Bro, you're going to be blown away from by this. $12 million.
Okay.
Wow.
That's worth it. He's worth it.
It's almost like $1 million in appearance or something.
I'm happy to see these guys finally getting some
right.
I mean, not that guys weren't getting good money there, but I'm happy for the guys, for the fellas, you know?
Right.
That's great to hear, man. I just, you know, there's a lot of guys there that are struggling still, you know? And you know, the guys that are talented, if they hang in there, man, it will come.
Right.
It will come.
Let me tell you one thing that you don't know. You helped me so much because when I had that problem with our mutual friend and you told me, I remember asking you, I go, would you forgive him if he did that to you? And you told me yes. And I thought to myself, man. Wow, if Sean is man enough to forgive him, so am I. And that helped me a lot, bro. I want to tell you because like you and Ray have helped me a lot in that because you know me, I'm not the most compassionate person in the world. But
we help each other, Carlos, because I mean those things you talk to me about, man, and whether you're not that compassionate or whatever, man, you got a hell of a big heart because you've been a good friend to me. And the thing is, Carlos, is man, I'm pretty sure you and I, and most of the people we know, have a lot of shit that we would like to forgive it for. And how do we expect that, man, if we can't forgive others? I mean, I know that's really hard sometimes, but man, it's really important that we do that for ourselves.
Right, because that's a form of letting go too.
And it's just like, but the thing is you can't just say, I forgive you, and it's done, man. It's just like you when you were preaching to me, or not preaching, but, you know, trying to tell me how I need to forgive myself. You know, I can't just say, okay, I forgive myself and it's done. Oh, you know, presto change-o. Right. So,
And you said it the best. It had to happen when it had to happen. And that's how it happened. And it was organic. And now you're great, bro. And that's all I want, bro. I want you to be in a great place, Scott. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Road dog, you know, our boys. And,
you know, Carlos, I don't, my daily life, and it's been like this for quite a while now. Don't go through life always on the edge of wanting to get messed up.
Right.
You know, and that's how most people do it once they have a problem, once they become a drug addict, man. A lot of guys and a lot of people we love and are very dear to us are going through and very well may go through the whole life like that. It's constant struggle.
You know what I used to think all the time, and this is straight up. I used to think, when is he finally going to break this vicious pattern of just beating himself up, drugging himself up, and beating himself up? I hope he gets well before it happens. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, it was the same thing with Scott. Like, we all tried to help him, but until he decided to get help, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, Carlos, I'm happy to be able to tell you and everyone else, man, well, that day came. And I'm not going back. And, even some overzealous gentlemen at customs, doing its best to, make it
harsh
like
your mellow
garbage. Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah. This incident that happened, man, you know, I sat in jail, Carlos, with a big smile on my face, man, because, you know, I knew that, you know, first of all, it's not true, and people will know that in the next few weeks, you know, and I don't blame people for not, you know, for going,
because your record of irresponsibility has been well documented, and you've always fessed up to it, man. You've never given excuses. You've always been a man, and you've said, you know what, I fucked up, bro. I was high, I missed it, whatever.
Here's the thing, man, that feels so good, Carlos, is you know, outlandish as my story is, man, I'm really touched that so many people have faith in me now.
Right.
You know?
Right. Well, the people that know you're a good person.
And they're not going to be disappointed, Carlos. Right. But, you know, I didn't I wasn't going to let that, no matter if it's, no matter what, I wasn't going to let any of this derail me, you know, or get in my head. Right. You know, I sat in jail with a smile on my face because they can't, you know.
They can't bring you down.
No, man, they can't mess with my head.
Right.
You know, of course I wasn't happy.
I did love the fact you had some cannabis chocolate bars. That was awesome.
Yeah, and some capsules as well.
Yeah. But it's part of your medical treatment, and you have a card in California, man.
Tell me about what you've been doing, man.
Well,
as far as your dieting
sorry about the F-bomb there.
Don't trip. But as far as, you know, you've been looking great, and you said you've been going through therapy and all that. So let me, what have you been doing?
Yeah, man. Like, okay, that's just part of it. Hypnotherapist, Carlos, you remember all these talks you used to have with me, man, about forgiving myself? I finally did it, man.
Wow.
What a difference, man. It's just like this huge. And I know it sounds cliche or whatever, man, but I don't know how else to put it, man. It's like this huge weight.
Well, let me tell people real quick, because me and Pac have a real big past. Obviously, we hung out in WCW a lot together.
We lived together, man.
Yeah. Then we went to Mexico, where we literally lived together in the same house, you know? And it was hard because I would see you go through all this rough patches with, you know, with whatever you were taking at that time, because you wouldn't forgive yourself for all this guilt that you had inside of you. And I always used to sit down with you and I always used to tell you, bro, you have to forgive yourself. But until you do it yourself, you know how they say you can take the horse to water, you can't make it drink.
Yeah, man.
I
mean, you were telling me the right thing, Carlos. And it was just going to take how long it took, man. And that's how long it takes for everyone, Carlos.
Right.
You know,
we don't
get it until we get it, man.
Right.
And it was it took a long time, man, and a lot of little, like, baby steps forward, man, and some steps back.
Right.
I came right out of, from hanging myself, you know, and putting being dead. In a coma in Mexico City.
It was so bad, KG, that he had tried to hang himself from a balcony.
I didn't try, man. I took a bottle of pills, washed it down with Bacardi, and did hang myself until I was dead.
Yeah,
and Alicia brought me back.
She was on the phone with me when this was happening, you know?
Yeah.
And so, he was in Mexico. I'm in San Diego. His girlfriend's telling me he hung himself. I thought she was kind of bullshitting me. She was like freaking out, and I could tell he did. And when I saw you, I was so sad, bro, because you had literally busted all the blood vessels in your eyes. Remember?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think anybody that ever that saw me at that point will ever forget it. You know?
Yeah, well, Nash came in.
It was hard for people to even look me in the eye, Carlos. I had to put, you know, sunglasses on because my eyes, I looked like the devil, you know? They were just completely red.
I came right back into that, man.
I came right back from when I got out of that place, and I had a great, great stay at that Menninger Clinic in Houston, when Nash came down and, you know, brought me up there.
Right.
But I came right back and jumped right back into this, into that apartment, man. Where did I go? Right back into that apartment, man, where I hung myself.
Yeah.
You know? It took a while, man. And Carlos, you know, I even right at the end there, you know, when we had that Christmas show and I got lost for a day or so, psychosis? Not mm-hmm. Nietzsche, but other psychosis.
Mm-hmm.
Actually came and found me, man, and got me out of TJ. I stumbled back into meth, bro.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, and that was a good thing, man, that error that, you know, the TNA thing happened with Kevin Scott, and they asked me to come in there. It got me out of there. I needed to get out of there at that time.
Right. You know? And so, like for example, this hypnotherapy that you're telling me about, what does that do, or what do they do?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, man, I don't want to go through the whole like history because a lot of people already know. But
But let me just say real quick. The main thing is, and you know, you've all been super, super open, just like me, bro. You know, we'll own up to it, and we'll admit if we're wrong, and we'll admit when we mess up. So you were super messed up in Mexico on all sorts of shit, to the point where you did hang yourself, you know, and. Bro, and let me tell you, man, I probably would have hung myself if you weren't in Mexico to, you know, keep my head above the water, because it was so hard to live there with no money, a drug problem, a virus, a national virus where you literally couldn't congregate in a movie theater. You couldn't congregate.
Oh, yeah. The swine flu thing. Oh, right. It just destroyed. It was bull crap, too. Yeah. I didn't know anyone. I didn't meet anyone that knew anyone that had it, Carlos. You know, when I got the swine flu in the States later on, like a long time later.
Yeah. And everybody's, and bro, and here's the worst part. And, you know, you talk about conspiracies, but it was like a very well-known, like popular view that medicine companies had concocted this so people would buy the vaccines.
Sure,
and everybody
man.
Got rich, and yeah. So
it's
you.
Easy,
so,
it's easy to believe that, man.
Yeah, the politics of fear.
Yeah,
controlled by fear, 100%.
Yeah.
And so you were you know, you were really messed up, and you were having a lot of problems. And for me, bro, it's great because we went through the same thing. Like even with Road Dogg, remember how messed up he used to get, and how good he's looking now. And I'm glad that you're doing great. So the main thing is, he was in a really, really bad place mentally. And now he's in a great place because I look at your pictures, bro.
Yeah, mentally and physically, Conan. Because I was with Sean at the Cow Palace this past weekend, and to me, he's in like the best shape I've seen him in mad years. Just ripped. I got numerous contacts from people, like people hitting me up, even like today, right before this interview, being like, "Man, Sean Waltman is a beast. I can't believe the shape that he's in."
Yeah, man.
Do you credit some of that, Sean, to the paleo diet, or is it?
It is the diet, man. It's and I don't like to call it the diet because it's just how I eat now. You know,
how do you guys eat? Well, what's a paleo diet or whatever it's called?
Well, I don't eat. I keep the carbs to a minimum, man. My carbohydrates come from green vegetables and mostly raw.
Right.
Sometimes, you know, cooked too, that's fine, but mostly raw, ideally. Right. And just, man, a lot of beef, man. I love the beef.
Right.
You know? and
he likes
Carlos,
that cock.
Wait, you tricked me into saying that. Anyway.
I am what I am.
you know, and the other thing is I cook my meals just as much as possible. Right. And it feels good to cook your meals,
bro,
Carlos.
Here's one thing, X-Pac, and we both know this as a shoot. There is absolutely no way that you can be looking that way if you weren't mentally, physically 100%.
That's
you know
right.
What I'm saying?
And here's the thing, man. I've taken growth. I've taken all, like, you know, steroids of different kinds. Not a bunch, but in the past, and never looked this good. Close, man.
I thought you were on growth or something.
No, man. I take a little bit of test. That's what I did. That's what I get.
Wow.
That's what
you
I get.
Great.
It's just a little bit.
Yeah. So your diet is basically a lot of beef from a lot of protein, high protein beef.
Some chicken and stuff, but you know.
Right. And get your carbs from leafy vegetables instead of you know, bread or whatever, right?
And a lot, just tons of fat, Carlos, and that's what's helping my brain, too.
Tons of fat from, like, what, avocado, nuts, what?
Well, nuts. Not so much avocado, because I never liked the aguacate, you know, even though they put it on everything down in Mexico. But, that lime, man. Why they got to put lime in everything? But limon.
The worst thing in Mexico is how they would put a chili pepper in everything. Remember? Like you'd eat a sandwich and then no warning, chili pepper right in the middle.
You know, it's like, Jesus Christ, warn a motherfucker first. But okay, so there's that diet.
Yeah, but the brain, man, the brain is it needs the fat. And I get this, I use this bulletproof nutrition stuff. They send it to me, and it's amazing. And they make a XCT. It's like an MCT oil. That comes from coconut oil.
Right.
And man, it feeds the brain, and it's the best energy, man. And my body is like a hybrid car. It burns sugar and fat. Or some beets, man. I cut up some beets and put in my salad.
Right.
Yeah. So.
And that's what you get.
That's
it. Like no juice, no anything like sugar based.
Yeah, no juice, no, you know, I drink coconut milk because I love dairy, man, but it's not good for you.
Big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP lawn and garden and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on menards.com for more great deals.
Save